Pesachim gives an offer for the Zionists. We're beginning Siman Kuf Aleph, and we're going to discuss the Isser for Bnei Chutzlarts, in which they have 2 days of Yom Tov to prepare food or the like from the first day of Yom Tov to the second day of Yom Tov. And the reasoning behind it is the follows. Ba'atzam Min HaTorah, there's only 1 day of Yom Tov on the first day of Sukkot and on the last day of Sukkot. There's 1 day of at the beginning of Pesach and at the end of Pesach, and only 1 day of Shavuos is Yom Tov HaTorah. Chachamim instituted a second day called Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, and the reason for that is the people that were in the diaspora, far away from Yerushalayim, they weren't able to pass on the message quick enough within 2 weeks, and to send the messenger to notify them which day in fact was Rosh Chodesh. And if you don't know what day Rosh Chodesh is, you may be doing malacha on the day that is the actual Yom Tov. For example, Chachamim were Ma'aber the Chodesh. That means they said instead of the day, the 29th, being Rosh Chodesh, they pushed it off to the next day, and it was the 30th of Rosh Chodesh. Hence, the next month, the 14 days later, the day later is going to be Pesach, or going to be Sukkot. The people may be doing malacha on Yom Tov itself. And therefore, Chacham instituted that 2 days they have Yom Tov. Now, even though now we know the exact date, that the first day is really the Yom Tov day, but we still keep the second day as Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, as our parents did, as the Chachamim were guys, and we weren't mevatel that meaning the minyan of Rav Chochma, minyan of Rav Chochma, minyan Bechitzer. Therefore, we can't do malacha from 1 day of Yom Tov to the next, because if it could be the second day of Yom Tov is Chol, is regular day, and therefore you're doing malacha from the day of Yom Tov, preparing for the weekday afterwards. Halacha Aleph. Any malacha that Torah allowed us to do on Yom Tov, for example, to cook or carrying, the Torah permitted only in regard to that day of Yom Tov. Prepare from the first day of Yom Tov to the second day, even on Rosh Hashanah, in which they're considered Yom Arichta. And in this regard, seemingly they would be considered more lenient, because Batsim, it's one long stretch. Even in the time of Chazal, they instituted that there should be 2 days. And how much more so if we say you're not allowed to prepare from 1 day of Yom Tov to the second day of Yom Tov, just because maybe the second day is Chol, then how much more so you're not allowed to do it from Yom Tov to the regular day of Chol. So you're not allowed to do these malachas in regard to the next day. If he needs to prepare and cook for today, Muta, you are allowed to add, there should be even leftovers for the next day. Why? We'll see in a second. Muta, you're allowed to take a bigger pot, for example, and fill it up with meat. And the Alter Rebbe says, not only you fill it up before you put it down, you put it down already, you put as much as you need for today, and you add even more. Why? Because what's going to happen is that when you have more meat in the pot, it makes it more tasty. And Batsim, you're doing it for the need of today. And therefore, even if it's already on the flame, you're just adding for the Tzarech Yom Tov. The Kayetzabai, similarly, for meat and the similar malachas that we were matar on Yom Tov, for example, carrying. Even though you don't need so much today, and hence what you're doing is really going to have leftovers for tonight, which is ready, this is the next day of Yom Tov, and tomorrow. This is specifically in things that are prepared in a pot when it adds taste. It's tastier when there's more meat together that was cooked. Providing that you don't specify, you don't spell out, whatever's left over, I'm going to keep for tonight. Like you don't say clearly, I'm adding, so I should have enough. He's cooking astam without spelling out. However, things that are not cooked in a pot, also lahoisif, you're not allowed to add. The Alter Rebbe is more lenient. He says specifically after you put it already on the flame. If this is something that it's going to take more strain on the person and he's being matriach, he's burdening himself on Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to do. Halacha base, or things that don't add actual taste to the others, if you add more. Halacha base, something that's not considered a malacha, to bring more water, or wine, the kiddush, that is also lahachin, that you're not allowed to prepare, even if it's not a outright malacha, but it's tircha. The lachain al Tabba points out another example. Lo yigal sefer Torah yam rishon the tircha kriyas yam sheni. If you only have one sefer Torah and you don't have a second Sefer Torah, which is prepared for the Kriya of the second day of Yom Tov, which is a different Kriya of Torah. You're not allowed on the first day after Kriya of Torah, or at any later point, roll it for the next day. The Lo Yigal Tzor Shabbos Abal Achay Yom Tov. Or if you finish reading on Yom Tov, you say, okay, let me prepare it for the Parsha, which is going to be on Shabbos, you also know it. Lahatas as Afal Mishin Yechir Zajon. Even in the cases we're going to discuss in Siman Kuf Beis, in which it's a three-day Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, and then Shabbos, and or in Eretz Yisrael, even Yom Tov to Shabbos, when they're going to need to cook for Shabbos on Yom Tov, and then Chacham institute a special takara called Erev Tavshilin, is combining both Seudas, and that will be Mater, to be Mevashel, to light candles for the next day, etc. This will not be Mater, a case like as ours, prepare the Sefer Torah, which is not new. Mechain also Zaktivait Lahamid on Natives Bimnari, you're not allowed to prepare the candles in the candelabra, or the Takanapsilis, Vashoshias, or to prepare the wicks of Vashoshias, is the lanterns, the Yom Tov, Lisarisha, and Lutzarichalai, not to prepare in the middle of the day of the first day of Yom Tov for that night even, which is the second day of Yom Tov. Elaim, Lutzarichalish, Damasbam, Gam Koydim Alam, unless you need it before nightfall, Hasis, it's for the need of this day of Yom Tov itself, Oilach Void Vesach Nesas, or even if the Al-Tab says, even if there's no one there in Shul, but you needed Lechava to honor the Shul, then it's to honor the Shul already now, not only tonight. Halacha Gimel. Nach Risha, Hebi, Yom Tov, Risha, and if Nach Goy brought for you on the first day of Yom Tov, Dog in my Pater, so they brought fish or fruit, Shiyes Lachos, and in this case, is a Chshash of Noilat Shemani Tzaydo, I am, this is of Tzad, maybe he captured it, he caught it for you. I am, or he plucked it for you. Or even the Isra Tchum, and he brought it from out of bounds, out of the Alpine Mama. Asurim Hayyim Betiltul. It's Mukta for you. It's completely Nailah, and you're not allowed, and being that it's also Lachil for you, you're not allowed to move it. The Alter Rebbe says specifically, this is if you're Chayshin, that it was. This fish was caught today, or this food was plucked off the tree today. Because if your chash is only tchumen, as we'll see, you're allowed to carry within Dal Damas, and hence it's not complete mukta, and you're allowed to eat it. Vimuvim chutz l'tchum. If your only chash, you only suspect that it was brought from outside of your city, the Alpine Mama, motel tatla tech Dal Damas, a lot of carrying Dal Damas. Imamakum shovel some enim order. This is providing there was no Erev over there. Obachila ain't a also elemishov obashil. The only one that's not allowed to eat it in a case where you're allowed to be metopolit, for example, the only shash that it was from, that's only for the person that it was brought from. Ad batsi Yom Tov Arishon b'chdei shi'asu. And for him, it's also till the end of the first day of Yom Tov, but he can't start eating it right after, if he's Makadish right at the end of Yom Tov. He has to wait for the duration of time it would take had the guy now left and brought it to him. Now, that means if it took a half an hour of walking, he has to wait half an hour from the place it was, take a half an hour from the place it was plucked until it would be brought to you. After Yom Tov, you have to wait an additional half an hour. Velo Erev, however, in the evening, it is mutter. This is even if the guy brought it for you, okay, if the guy, here's a kula, if the guy plucked it on the first day of Yom Tov and brought it to you, you're not allowed to use it until the end of the first day of Yom Tov, and then Noilat, and it's sad, etc., wasn't mukhan. And if it's not mukhan la'achilus, then it's achana. However, that night it's going to be mutter. Why? Mimanavshach. If the first day is the real Yom Tov, then tonight is not Yom Tov, and so the guy gave it to you, and now it's weekly. You're allowed to eat. If the night is in fact the Yom Tov, then you prepare. Then the guy brought it to you before Yom Tov, which is okay. A lot of times, she'iman achir makir, and now she'iman achir makir, and nice loy b'loik tizas damim. If the guy is giving it to you and is doing it without you defining in advance how much you're paying for it, so it's not considered chash of business, in which case we have a separate whole sugya, this is shigzeir shem yichtav in the rabbanon, then mutar lekachtam l'achlam, you're allowed to take it from him, and even he's alluding to the fact that it's even allowed to be bought, it means even if he knows you're going to pay him after Yom Tov, and eat it. Okay. Chutz mi Yom Tov Rishon Shorosh Hashanah. The only exception to this rule of all the Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah, because as we mentioned earlier in the introduction, Rosh Hashanah, both days were instituted in Chazal, even in Yerushalayim, because it's not only 15 days later, maybe they won't get the message. On that day itself, there's many times that it was too late to be Mekadosh, and they were Mekadosh the second day, and people very close couldn't get the message. Chacham instituted L'chatchila, everybody should be doing 2 days, and therefore they have a din of Yom Arichta as 1 day, and therefore it's as if the guy brought it the second day. It's one Yom Tov, and it doesn't help. And this works. This will also work against the chumra in regard to the tonight that we're allowed to make if a person forgot Erev Tavshilim, as we'll see in Siman Kuf Beis. I feel who would be Yemarishon and Yamtiv on a Yamtiv of Rosh Hashanah, even if it was brought the first day. Asurim Gam Yemashen. It's also the second one. Who didn't be Yamtiv Hasamach Hashanah? The same deal will apply. If it's Yom Tov and right afterwards Shabbos, even if it's one day of Yom Tov, for example, it's Erev Tavshilim, and now it's Shabbos. They're both Kodesh to Kodesh. You can't be making from one to another. Bein Milfon and Bein Lachrim, regardless of which came first. I mean, let's say if Shabbos was first, the guy brought it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov and vice versa. Halacha Dalet. What happens if the guy brought it either as a gift to the Yid, or his intention is to sell it to the Yid? Yes, lesser gam b'yam tov sheni. One should be stringent and not use it either on the second day of Yom Tov. Achim chol Yom Tov b'yam hachamishi b'yam hashishi. Baby b'yam hachamishi. What happens if it's a 3 day? It's 2 days of Yom Tov following into Shabbos. Baby b'yam hachamishi miyaster gadol multiple title on b'yam hashishi. Sorry, not, it's not 3 days. It's 2 days and then there's Friday and then Shabbos. So we allow you on Friday to use it levashal machoed Shabbos. Yom Tov. Sorry, it's 2 days Yom Tov. And Thursday, Friday, you know, Tzayir Shabbos, we allow you on the second day, even though the guy's intention was to sell to you or to give it to you a gift. This minute, this overrides the covered Shabbos. Covered Shabbos overrides. The Yom Tov B'timotan Al-Tayyar says, however, on the night of Shabbos, you should wait, B'chdei Shiyasu, the amount of time it takes to bring it from the place where he brought it, etc. Or the amount of time it takes to bring it from the place where it was plucked off the tree. This is also completely also because you can't make that the type of tonight, the condition that you can make by Erev Tavshilim, that if this is the first day Yom Tov, the second day is Chol, then I could definitely prepare in pajamas. And if the second day is really, in fact, Yom Tov, I got it in Chol, then it's okay. If a guy milked the cow on the first day of Yom Tov, and he saw it, which prevents it from being chalavakum. Motor b'yem hasheni, he's allowed to use it on the second day of Yom Tov. V'im chalavoy, because he didn't do it for him. V'im chalavoy b'shabbos. V'yem rishon or Yom Tov, then asur b'yem rishon. You're not allowed to on the first day. V'ayin la'oyd b'simen tzadikas, siv beis, which is the Isra of Noila, the Tilmud Gam Lakan. Obereish Hashanah, Chalava, B'yem Rishon, Shul Yom Tov, Asr Gam B'yem Hasheni. It was milked on the first day, and it's also for the second day. V'gam B'Shabbos, Asmuch Aloy, and it's also going to be Asr, even in a case of a three day, 2 days Yom Tov and Shabbos. Also, the Tanai won't work much, because it'll be Simon Tzadik, that's the case. Now, Halacha Ba, Psyla Shidduk, and B'yem Tov Rishon, B'kab. What happens if he lit wicks on the first day of Yom Tov, and they lashed out, they extinguished? Motor la'alik ben b'yam tov sheni. You're allowed to use these wicks, even though l'chora they were muktzav in ben hashmashes. You're allowed to use it on the second day of Yom Tov. Ach b'shnei Yom Tov Shosh Hashanah also la'alik b'yam tov v'psila shikasa b'yam tov. You're not allowed to light a wick that extinguished on the first day of Yom Tov. V'afilu b'katzav sheni. Even if you're turning it over and you're lighting on the second side, or even not touching, you're lighting on the second side. V'kol makom mutarav b'tiltul. You're allowed to move it. You want to move it away like a graph and put a new one, and new wicks. The first day of Yom Tov, which is after Shabbos. I mean, the Shabbos and then 2 day Yom Tov. This is from the Taz. The Alter Rebbe holds that didn't sheni Shalosh Hashanah, didn't shar sheni Yom Tov sheni. The Alter Rebbe holds that in this regard, Yom Tov Sheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, is like any other Yom Tov Sheni, which you are allowed to.